Vrabel had to hear all that. Mike Vrabel, how's that for fandom?
I've heard worse. It's okay.
How are you feeling today after two games in 5 days, and that was kind of a knockdown, dragout affair last night?
Well, I mean, it's you wake up just frustrated, wondering, you always go back and a loss and just see what you could do, to help your team win.
Hey, how do you handle that call, the holding call? I would probably, find out. I'd do like Roger Clemens, find out where the ref lived and, go, egg his house or something. I wouldn't be able to handle it emotionally. How do you deal with it?
Well, at the time, I didn't really know. And then, sure enough, I get home, and I turn on the TV, and that was the first thing that was on. So I was just hoping that, I wasn't pulling a jersey, but, which they didn't show on the TV. But they did. They called it, and that's what we got to live with.
When you protest,
did you argue about it? Yeah. What did he say to you? Did he say you? I mean, you might have been called for contact.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they don't know. They say the ball's tipped on far. They said no intentional grounding. The ball was tipped, and they look around at each other, waiting for one guy to make a call. And when somebody does, they just go with it.
Do you think it was illegal contact?
No, I don't know. Let's talk about something else. This officiating is going nowhere.
You're probably right.
I guess other than that play that we just discussed, I'm not sure if you're a moral victory guy or not. My guess is you're not, and coming back from how far down the team was really doesn't even sit well with you today that you took it into overtime, I guess. It's an L or a W, right?
Well, I mean, I think we get ourselves in these situations, these tough spots, which we've been in before, and it's our job as a team. For the guys that got us in that position to get us out. And, defensively, we did that early, most of the fourth quarter, and we knew that our offense was going to score. They were going to score, and they were driving, and then they'd have to give the ball up, and they were driving and had to give the ball up. So it was only a matter of time. And, we fought back, and we came up short, and, we have to we have to not get ourselves in these positions. It's just you run out of time. You don't have enough time to come back from being down 24-6.
Mike, we've talked all week leading up to the game about all the injuries, and we don't need to list all the principal players who are no longer available to this offense and this defense. And the question was going in, at what point will this team not be able to explore its remarkable depth and fill in for all these guys that go out? Where will the tipping point be? Is it near the tipping point? Did we maybe see the tipping point last night?
I mean, I think it's tough. I mean, you go to a game with 45 guys and three of them are quarterbacks. So through the course of a game, you feel comfortable going in with the guys that you have. And then when you lose guys during a game, I think that's where you start to scramble a little bit. I mean, I think we can all make concessions for the players that are hurt. And you know that going into the week that you're not going to have a guy. But then, once you get out there and you start losing guys during a game and you don't have guys available, I think that's where then you just start scrambling and you have to just find guys to fill the void. So when you prepare with somebody all week, I think that's what makes it tough at our level.
Do you know what happened on the 3rd and 15 when Favre hit Keller for 16 in overtime?
Do I know what happened?
Yeah. I mean, it seemed
They got 16 yards. I don't know. I mean, it just, we rushed three and we dropped back and just trying to protect the sticks and, he fell forward. I don't know.
Do you feel like you got enough pressure? Obviously not enough to win, but as far as pressuring Favre and hurrying him and hitting him, were you happy with the job you guys did up front?
We'll take a look at it today. I thought we got him to move his feet a little bit, which was good. So, get him moving around back there, and so I don't know. I think we'll find that out today and take a look at it and see what we did and what we didn't do.
Hey, Mike, did you see what you did on Cotchery's? I thought it was a great strategy on Cotchery's touchdown. You thought you might be able to take his whole arm off, and then the ball would be, I guess, considered a fumble. But
Bill tells us all the time. Tells the running backs don't stick the ball out. Around the goal line.
Right.
Apparently, he just got it over.
It was close, but it looked like.
Yeah, I think he got it over. I think he got it over, obviously.
Hey, Mike Vrabel, by all media accounts leading up to this game, ones that we were reading from New York primarily, this was Armageddon for the Jets. You know, they said they had a sick in their stomach about the first loss. They said they can't believe they lost to you guys, old and slow, all these kinds of things. And if ever we're going to beat the Patriots, now's the time to do it. Did you get any sense that their level of intensity, their level of interest in this game was anything less or more than it's been in all the other encounters you've had with the New York Jets in the past?
You know, really, I can't gauge that. I think that, you know, they got a handful of new guys, and I think they're certainly anytime you go out there and play, you got to play with a certain emotion and the effort level. So whether they were doing that before or not, I don't know, but they did last night, and I thought we tried to match it. Unfortunately, it was a little late.
Mike, can you put into context for us the job that Jerod Mayo was doing in his rookie year, the impact he's had in this defense, and the adaptability, apparently, and the learning curve for this young man in this complicated system?
Well, I just got a lot of respect for Jerod as a person. I mean, I think everybody knows how good of a player he is, and he's only going to get better. But, you know, as a person, I respect the way that he, puts the team first, you know, respects the game, and plays hard. So, obviously, you know, it's been fun to watch him, you know, play and play with him, and he's a player that I'll definitely watch when I'm done playing.
Is he as fundamentally sound as you've seen a rookie at this position be in the NFL for a while?
Well, I mean, I not get into like evaluating his talent or what he's doing. I mean, he's just, you know, he's out there playing, which is very rare, and he's doing a good job. So, that's a coach's job to evaluate what he's doing. But I'm glad that to be out there playing with him, and him and Gary, and other young linebackers, Pierre, and all of them.
When do you find out that Ty Warren can't go? Do you know all week?
No, I don't think anybody really knew. I think he was the game time decision.
Yeah.
And Bill and the medical staff and Ty probably collectively make that decision. I'm not sure.
As Matt Castle, I know you don't get to watch everything he does out there, but has he surprised you at all? I guess 400 yards passing would surprise anybody, but the job he's been able to do under immense pressure, has it been a surprise to you at all?
No, I mean, it's been I guess you say surprise. I mean, just because, you don't come in under the normal circumstances, but now, he's the quarterback, so really, you just look at it as your starting quarterback having a great game and bringing his team back to get us into overtime. So, I'm not really surprised.
Hey, do you have anything against Mangini? We know all about, your coach, but what about personally you as a defensive player who played for him?
Right now he coaches the Jets and I play for the Patriots. So, I think that, there may be a time and a place, but, not right now.
I can assume, as we wrap this up, Mike, that you're not alone among your teammates, that 10 days off between now and your next game will be a welcome thing for this football team as you get ready for another tough divisional opponent.
Well, it's going to be important for us to get our rest and get healthy and get everybody back. And, we're going to need everybody, for this stretch run. And we're going to need everybody that we can get, back and get healthy and get out there and play, because we're going to need everybody. And can't help us when you can't play.
You think Adelis will play again this year?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. That's not my decision, and I hope that I hope that he's feeling better, and I hope that he can play. I mean, it's my hope that he can help us out, but I'm not sure.
Mike Vrabel, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Mike Vrabel with Dennis and Callahan.